Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Alas, my dear co-host had to scamper off, so it's just me holding down the fort for the rest of the show. I hope you don't mind, but we've got a lot of great tunes coming your way nonetheless. We just heard American Teenager by Ethel Kane. Before that, we heard Anna Justin with their track Orange, and at the top, we heard Cameron Winter of Geese on his solo record called Heavy Metal. That track was called $0. And how funny was that God is Real rant at the end of that? I was listening to this. We were playing Magic the Gathering, listening to the new Cameron Winter, you know, as one does. And I rolled over laughing at that part. I just thought that was very fun. But anyway, we heard Ethel Kane just now, and I wanted to talk about her because she's just put out a new record. That was not from the new record. That was from her original record. That was American Teenager off of Preacher's Daughter. But no, her latest record, Perverts, is out now, which is like a drone record. It's like atmospheric, sort of electronic-y, buzzy stuff. So it wasn't really fitting with this Indie Wake Up show, but I'd recommend, if that's the sort of stuff that interests you, to check it out. Barack Obama put this track that I just played, American Teenager, on his like best songs of 2022 list, and I guess she saw that she had a fan in him, so she made him some drone music, which is his favorite genre. Folks, am I right? Am I right? Anyway, Ethel Kane, extremely cool. People are mad about this record, apparently, because they wanted more of the same. You know, doesn't matter to me much, per se. But she posted on Instagram just cool stuff. Talking, she says, big oil buys off Congress, no action on climate. NRA buys off Congress, no action on guns. Insurance companies buy off Congress, no action on healthcare. Money in politics is the root of our dysfunction. The world is burning, and it's very clear who's holding the matches. This is all in reference to the Luigi Mangione stuff and her uncritical support of such direct actions. And beyond trying to be edgy or reactionary, as she stipulates. But cool. Ethel Kane, I appreciate you. You smoke too tough. Your swag too different. They will kill you, Ethel Kane. You should be careful about those things that you're saying on Instagram. But, you know, of course, uncritical support for our favorite Ethel Kane. Anyway, folks, we've got brand new Destroyer. I was really hoping this song is called was called Baloney, but no, it's Bologna. Less fun, but what can you do? Fiverr is also on this track. Destroyer and Fiverr. This is the first song off of the it's called like Blues for Dan record. Don't quote me on that. It's something along those lines. But yeah, new Destroyer coming out this year. Very excited for that. Here's Bologna.
Wings, wearing your rings, parading. luck. That explains things. That explains things. There's an outside chance. There's an outside chance. There's an outside chance. Night comes in on wings, amongst other things. You'll never see me again, amongst other things.
Looking for someone to blame for my brain. I know that you've been feeling the same. What a shame. And now it's 3:30. You look just like me. You look just like me.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Best Friend with their song You Look Just Like Me. Before that, we heard Heinz with their track The Bed, The Room, The Rain, and You. And right at the top, we heard New Destroyer. That was Bologna, who's to say? Certainly not me, but you heard him pronounce it in the song. That's how you pronounce it. Anyway, folks, it is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song deigns to run. And this week around, we're looking at Love Cuts the Strings. This is a live version from the Jordan Lake sessions, but this song is originally from 1994. It was off of the compilation Protein Source of the Future Now. And it's a nice, quick, fun little song about love cutting the strings, folks. About, you know, the what terrors are unleashed when your heart is going doki doki, as they like to say. It's a nice little song. Like a lot of early Mountain Goats, it's got a lot of mythology themes here. Kypris, that who he references, is apparently another name for Aphrodite, of course, the goddess of love. It's just these sort of chaotic scenes, being punch drunk, snow blind. This person who's in love has had their whole world collapsing around them as love has cut the strings on their puppet, as you were. For a long time, he says, I smeared myself with pennyroyal. I thought that was pennyoil, which sounds really gross and like coppery and you don't want to be pennyoil. But no, pennyroyal is a flower that smells like mint. It's love, folks. Love is calling out the artillery and the infantry, getting ready for all-out war. What blessings we do have, there are many of them, but when you're in such a state, what does the word blessings even mean anymore? That is the question. This is a fun little track, great little recording that they did at Jordan Lakes. Here we go, the Mountain Goats, Love Cuts the Strings.
Was the river overflowed, and the water running through the streets was sweet and cold. I knelt by the water like a doe by a stream, punch drunk, snow blind, as though the whole thing were a bad dream. And then love summoned up the infantry. Coopers took the horses by the bit for the morning ride. count my blessings, but you can only be expected to count so high. When love cuts the strings, I smeared myself with pennyroyal to keep the hounds at bay. And you poked your head out from an alley half a block away. And I recognized you, though I'm not sure how. And the air turned red around you as a dull chill came down over me. And then love called up the heavy artillery. And a green-eyed goddess got ready for all-out war. I'd count my blessings, but I don't even know what the word blessing means anymore. When love cuts the strings.
Well, I'd like to welcome back into the building. I can see them on the other side of the glass, rising, ready to meet the moment. Three young musicians who I have had the honor of working with for a while now. The first is, of course, Mr. Peter Hughes, late of Rochester, New York. Mr. Matt Douglas of Raleigh. And, of course, the one and the only Pennsylvania's own, John Worcester. What? Nothing. You have your. I said Pennsylvania's own, Mr. John Worcester. This was our one opportunity this show to like have a 20-minute Roy interlude, and friends, we have failed you on that front.
These guys now in Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Red and black. That's their color scheme. We're gonna play another song off Tallahassee. Sorry, I have rehearsal laughs now. It's about when you get those international small arms traffic blues.
Oh, I got them, man.
You got them, right? From running guns, right? That's, you can only, you know, the life of the gun runner is a lonesome life, and sometimes you become depressed about it. You have to sing about it. That's what this song is. It's called International Small Arms Traffic Blues.
same lonely things. A flame came out his nose and mouth. A flame came out almost anything. Those plastic fields on the windowsill. There is no taste, just an empty gaze. Frank's my friend, not sure.
Some kind of trap that you devised to keep us safe.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a new track by The Weather Station that's called Body Moves. Before that, we heard Building 650 by Squid. And right at the top, we heard Love Cuts the Strings by The Mountain Goats. Folks, we're headed to New York City pretty soon in February. We're headed over there, which is exciting. We're in the midst of planning. Okay, folks, you probably already knew this, but I learned you can make like your own like custom Google Maps and like put pins down and like label your pins. So we've been doing that nonstop. We've got all of Manhattan like covered in different colored pins. It's very exciting. And then you can just download it on your phone. You don't even need data, folks, because you've got everything that you want to see right in your phone already downloaded on your map. Genius. So that's been fun. Just planning the different, you know, places we want to see, restaurants, whatnot. If you folks have any recommendations, if you're Big Apple heads, do let us know. Shoot us a message, because we would love to hear your takes. I learned, okay, the Softy Brothers, you know, like the director guys, they did Uncut Gems. They have this museum, this like little museum inside like a shipping crate in Manhattan. And it's like, it's called like Museum with like three M's on either side. It's just like, they have like goofy, weird stuff. It'll be like, things found in the Atlantic Ocean. And it's just like random knickknacks and odds and ends. It's just like a weird little quirky museum. It's free. Very much looking forward to that. Also looking forward to, I don't know if you've heard this news. I don't have a lot of data with this, but the congestion pricing finally was confirmed for Manhattan, and things are much better. Apparently it's a lot easier to get around the city now, like rush hour to get from like Brooklyn to the financial district, so like essentially just over the bridge, used to take like 45 minutes, and now people are saying it's taking them like 10 to 15. That's crazy, and that's over, that's just like within like the last week they've done this. That's pretty nice. I wish Toronto would do something like that. That would be something else for sure. But, you know, what can you do? What do we have coming up next for you? Oh, we've got Rat Boys. Don't we love the beloved Rat Boy? This is My Hands Grow. Hello, folks, and welcome once again to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the Tragically Hip and Feist. That was Feist performing with them the song It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken. Before that, we heard Art Deco with True Believer. And then at the top, My Hands Grow by Rat Boys. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us this beautiful Tuesday morning. I also want to thank everyone who showed up and played along with our grad club trivia for the funding drive that was last Sunday, and that was a blast. It was very, very nice getting the old band back together. If you haven't also, I would be remiss if I did not mention cfrc.ca/donate for a little bit of last funding drive goodness. We appreciate all of the help, and it helps us, get new equipment, pay for our big new antenna, and gets new shows off the ground. Thank you so much for listening, participating, and hanging out. Up next, we've got Speed Freak by Youth Lagoon. And then after that, we've got a brand spanker from Franz Ferdinand. It's called Audacious. The whole new record, The Human Fear, has just fully released now. So that is quite the treat. Do check that out if you can. We'll be back next Tuesday, of course, with a whole new suite of brand new indie songs for you to consider and mull over. We'll talk to you later, folks. Have a great Tuesday.
Here we go with riff one. But did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone? An unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone. So you rip a little harder till that comes a run, feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Thank you.
With a plastic carrier bag in each hand, the rain fell, oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings and
together. She knows about that fight.